Definitely not the outcome we wanted, but bounce here or there, and we're looking at a different game. How do you think the boys played?
I don't think it's the bounces. The two goals we gave him were probably the two easiest goals we got scored on this year. We took too many penalties, stupid ones, uncalled for, and that can't happen. And we had too many passengers tonight, I thought. And we need a better team effort. That's all. We can't just have half the team going and the other half not going.
Zach Redmond in the lineup tonight. He played a key role in killing off those penalties. How pleased were you with him tonight?
I like this game. I like this game for a guy that hasn't played in a while. He was strong tonight. He's made some good plays with the puck. And I like this game.
What's the plan going into tomorrow night to try to get back in the win column?
Well, the plan, we'll get tomorrow morning to figure things out and see if we make changes in the lineup. And, we're going to watch the game and then we'll decide after.
All right, thank you so much.
There's a lot of scoop there tonight. I saw scoop, right? The decision making, though, was way off. I don't, they almost look like a tired, a team that gets tired mentally. Everything I said today was like eating porch. Everything was around the edge.
Sometimes, when you don't play for a while, that's what happens. First game after a long road trip. And it seems like we've been on the road since the start of the season, too. But, there's no excuses. Yeah. No excuses. We have to come out with better effort. And, sometimes when you're mentally fatigued or mentally not there, you keep things simple. You don't try and make plays that are not there. And we tried that too much times.
In the 5-on-3 was an example, right? I know you guys don't get to practice that very much, but
we do practice it. Yeah. We did practice it this week. Just that we had two good scoring chances, and then we decided to kill it. And as simple as that.
You mentioned before about the weekend. We talked about it before. First game back after road trips, guys have lives, and sometimes it's distracting away from you. Do you worry about that, or is it just the length of time between playing?
Yeah, and then sometimes you have guys getting sent down, and then it takes them a while to get out of that funk, and we need some guys to roll up the sleeves and work. Sometimes when you try to do too much, try to create things that are not there and force things up, you end up playing some time in your own zone.
As a coach, when you see I don't know, you had the extra attacker on the ice, but there was determination there in the last minute and a half of the game.
We need that all season.
Goaltender. But is it frustrating because you can see it for a minute and a half and you haven't seen it for the 58 and a half minutes before that, other than your goaltender, it could have been uglier than...
Well, I thought that 5-on-5, wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
It's when we started taking penalties. Yeah. And then when you take that many penalties and, penalties that usually you get scored on because they're bad penalties, then you overplay some guys and some guys don't play as much.
Yeah. How many line combinations do you figure you try to go there tonight?
Not that many.
Yeah. Hey, Dragic with Farnham went got the fighting major. That's one.
Yeah, that, and then the Broler got a fighting major too. Yeah. And then with the penalties, sometimes I have to tweak the lines a little bit before I get back to the regular lines. But I might switch them for tomorrow. Good?
Yeah, good.
And just one more question about Ryan Johnson's gets his first pro goal tonight. Mm-hmm. He was quarterback in the power play after Mark Barberio got called up to Montreal. What do you see from him tonight?
I like this game. He made some good breakouts. He scored a nice goal. He had another good chance on the power play. And then towards the end when we pulled the goalie too. So I like this game.
All right, thank you. Okay.